Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, September 22nd, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So leave it to California, a university in California, to hire the first canine professor. USC, to be exact, Beauregard Tirebiter. That is the name of the professor they hired to help students kind of relieve some stress, right? These kids who are homesick and a very stressful environment going to college, I suppose, especially in Southern California. I feel so bad for them. Beauregard Tirebiter, Professor Beauregard Tirebiter, has office hours, business cards, and a university sweater. You know, when I was in school, it was kind of frowned upon to cuddle with the professor. But I guess it is what it is. Welcome to California. All right, today's headlines. First, a second night of riots erupt in Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll bring you the latest from this social media-fueled disaster. Also, Governor Pat McCrory has issued a state of emergency in North Carolina and activated the National Guard. Will this bring with it a calming influence, or are we in for a long weekend? And the House Oversight Committee has voted to hold Clinton insider Brian Pagliano in contempt for not showing up to testify while under congressional subpoena. Is this the first step in stripping Pagliano of his immunity? All that plus it's Thursday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for us to go pole dancing. We have three new national polls and five state polls to go over today. We'll also talk about a New Jersey college that hates America and two Florida high school students who are getting death threats over a costume they wore to school. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And yes, I was standing when I said the Pledge of Allegiance, because I'm a good American. I respect our flag. I respect our country. And if you respect this show, go to rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com. Check out Robert's new article, part three in his series about the state, the dire state of our education system. And also, Tina has a new article called, I can speak today, Getting It On. So if you want to get it on with Tina, go to rhinoreport.com and check out that article. Also, sign up for the newsletter there. You can follow me on Twitter. I promise no misinformation from me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, at Rhino on Air. Also, Facebook. You can check us out on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We're all over that lately. I don't know. I'm starting to get the hang of it. I don't love it, but it's there. And you can also email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. Questions, comments, jokes, whatever you got, let me have it. We'll be back in a minute.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
All right, guys, thanks for joining me on our pole dancing day, Thursday. Happy fall, by the way. Happy fall. It's the autumnal equinox. All right, that's what today is. So going forward, we're going to get a little bit colder out. Thank God it's been too hot here. Too hot, too humid. I don't like it. I'm ready for winter. Ready for winter. But I bet, you know what? Let's do our housekeeping first. First, a big shout out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio live Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. and streamingtalkradio.com live also 2 p.m. Monday to Friday and midnight, klrnradio.com. You can find our show. So big shout out to all of you. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it, and I get your comments. I get your emails, and I respond to most of you. I'm still getting emails on Vermont, by the way. Still getting them. I thought I cleared all this up, but we're not going to go into it here. But I'll respond to you guys. I'll just have like a form email that I send out with all the same information in it. So because we can't let this go quietly into the night, Anthony Weiner, we talked about it yesterday, and this was kind of sent from above. I was looking for a light story to interject some levity into what's been a rather serious couple of months. I mean, 15 months almost. It's been a long time. We're all sort of worn out. We're ready for November 8th to come. We're ready for next Monday to come for this first debate. I don't know that this first debate is going to have the impact that some people are saying it's going to have. This has been a very ebb and flow type of year. Something very drastic would need to have to happen for this to be some sort of real big game changer. But it will take some of the spotlight off of Anthony Weiner, and I'm sure he's okay with that. Now, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, he says this is sick and possibly criminal, what Anthony Weiner did. Now, this guy is sending pictures in his underwear, his boxer briefs, whatever, to this 15-year-old girl. She may have maybe baited him in a little bit, but that's no excuse. He's a 50-year-old man. He has to just say no. And he's got a problem. The guy's got a problem. He can't go 3 weeks now without being in the news in his underwear. That's a big problem. But you know what? Give Uma Danger some credit, right? Uma Abedin. Give her a little bit of credit. She stuck this out for a while. This guy's got a serious problem. And she stuck it out for a while. I think some of that was Hillary and the whole Hillary orbit telling her you can't leave him. You got to stay with him. Stand by your man. I mean, if anyone would know anything about that, I guess it would be Hillary Clinton. But finally, you know, they're done, and then this happens a couple of weeks later. But it was going on before they had separated or whatever they are now in the process of getting divorced, whatever it is. But this is not like Angelina Jolie. They were moving trucks at their house yesterday. Yesterday. When did we learn about the breakup of Brangelina? Monday? Yesterday, moving trucks? She's out? She's gone. I guess Brad Pitt wouldn't leave. I don't know. Maybe he had an affair. He was doing some drugs, maybe. Drinking. They're Hollywood people. It's what they do. It's what they do. You know this getting into that kind of a relationship. Now, Uma Abedin may not have known that Anthony Weiner was a sexual deviant. However, with that name, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, Jolie is out. I guess she's going to one of her other, I don't know, 12 or 15 houses with her hordes of African children. I don't know. So, I guess that's our levity for the show. Let's talk about this House oversight thing. This is, give Jason Chaffetz some credit. Of course, the representative out of Utah. He's not letting this go. Brian Pagliano is under congressional subpoena, decides, I'm not going to show up. I already pled the fifth. Well, if you testify in one case, your testimony, you just can't apply it to the next one. Right? So he pled the fifth with the Benghazi commission, or that committee. And then he subpoenaed again to talk about a whole different thing. Now, the emails, this whole private server, it all kind of evolved from the Benghazi committee. I understand that. But this is a separate subpoena from a separate congressional committee. You got to show up. He says through his lawyers that, well, you already pled the fifth. He's going to do the same thing anyway. Why show up? Well, because you're under subpoena. That's why. If it were me, if I were Jason Chaffetz, I would have sent the U.S. Marshals there to pick him up and bring him in. You don't have the option. And now everybody, what really, really annoys me is that everybody around this server, anyone that's ever come within 400 miles of this server, has immunity. Everybody's got immunity. And it's aggravating to me and to a lot of people, and it's getting dumped out of the news cycle because of things like Anthony Weiner and things like missing Hillary and Charlotte. It's getting kind of lost in the sauce, but we can't let it get lost because it's very, very important that people are getting immunity so that nobody gets in trouble. And that's the exact opposite of what immunity is supposed to do. If you are granted immunity, it's so that you rat on somebody. That's how this works. And the Clintons are pretty good rats. And the people around the Clintons are even better rats. Everyone gets immunity and nobody gets in trouble. So not only are the Clintons untouchable, now everybody around the Clintons seems to be indemnified by the fact that they are with the Clintons. I'm with stupid, right? No wonder these governments and these people across the world are tripping over themselves to give the Clintons money. Because they'll be indemnified by association. They're untouchable. And that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that you can do something so criminal that there are congressional committees formed to look into your actions, and then you can just get away with it because, you know what, we're with the Clintons. That's why a lot of people now are not with the Clintons. They are tired of this. What is going on with Pagliano and the rest of these people all granted immunity is emblematic of why the average voter out there says, I'm sick of this. I'm absolutely sick of this. It's one thing when you have a Hollywood actor or an athlete that is able to afford an expensive legal team. Maybe O.J. Simpson or something like that. Or Kobe Bryant. And they can get out of whatever legal troubles they're in because they hire very good lawyers. What would have happened if they gave O.J. Simpson immunity? What would have happened? And he said nothing. I don't know. I plead the fifth and I have immunity. I mean, I guess it would have been the same result, but people would have lost their minds over it. You get the immunity so that you become a rat. So you give up the good information. Not to just get people out of trouble. It's not a get out of jail free card that the FBI is just handing out, which is what it has turned into now. And the average voter, which, and when I say average, sometimes I mean independent. Because the independent voter is sick of this. Absolutely sick of the corruption, not only in Washington, but specifically around the Clintons. It's not a one-off anymore. Every single poll, and if you don't trust polls, that's fine. But even the non-commissioned polls, the independent voter is flocking to Donald Trump. And it's because of things like this with Pagliano and the rest of her band of merry idiots. We'll finish up on this, and we'll talk about Charlotte when we come back. Hang in there, guys. Quick break.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, during the break, sometimes I get a drink of water. Sometimes I check my email because it always happens that during the show, I tend to get a few emails. People say, oh, he just gave out his email address. Let me ask him who his favorite baseball player is or something like that. But I get an email that says, buy our Carib Parfait. Some email about me trying to buy a Carib yogurt. They must not know me very well. But I hear Carib, and it reminds me just very quickly of when I was just a young little lad, and I was in the Boy Scouts, and I had a Cub Den Leader, whatever they call them, Cub Scout Den Leader, that was a just a true tree hugging hippie. The head bandana scarf thing, the tie dye, everything. Now I'm going back 25-30 years. But, yeah, I mean, still post-hippie generation. And she used to feed us Carib everything. Like Carib cookies, Carib, I don't even know, candy bars, Carib this, Carib that. If I see Carib ever again, I'm going to throw up. So if you sent me the email about buying your Carib parfait, I'm out. All right. So in case you had the TV on last night, which some of you might have, you might have heard about this thing happening in Charlotte. Yeah, you know, just a little dust-up, right? This is out of control, folks. Absolutely out of control. Now, the Charlotte Police Department is showing the dash cam and, I guess, body cam video of what happened to the family. they are not allowed to release this footage to the public until the investigation is over. That is an internal policy. So everybody's saying, release it, release it, release it. We've seen stuff before. Yes, we have. It's an internal policy. They're not going to do it. They're going to show the family. Hopefully it proves their point, and the family comes out and says, you know what? Our father, our brother, our whatever, husband, Keith Scott, 43-year-old Keith Scott, made a bad decision, and it's unfortunate, but this is how it turned out, and we shouldn't burn down a city because of it. That's what Sheriff Putney, or Chief Putney, is hoping happens here. And that would be the best resolution. We've all seen some still shots, whether it be on Twitter or Facebook or the news, of the gun on the ground, and it's pretty easy to tell that it is a gun. Somebody who's really good might be able to tell you what kind of gun it is. I haven't seen that clear of a picture yet, but I can tell you one thing, it's not a book. Unless the book is shaped like a handgun. It's not a book. Now, the family's very upset. And that's kind of what is fueling all of this. We heard about this hour-long Facebook video, which I gotta tell you, I'm not a fan of this Facebook video stuff. I think Twitter's doing it now, too, maybe. I don't like it. I just don't like it. Not everybody's a movie star. We had YouTube. You want to record yourself doing something dumb or saying something stupid? Go on YouTube. That's why it's there. We don't need to be constantly bombarded with people's crap. First, it's what they're having for lunch, and now it's we get to hear all their life stories on Facebook. But it all happened because someone claiming to be Mr. Scott's daughter said her father was waiting to pick up his son at the school bus. He was reading a book. The cops just walked up and shot him. It was profanity-laced. It was an hour long. And these people will watch an hour-long Facebook video and not watch a 23-minute news cycle, which said from pretty much the onset that he had a weapon. He was given a directive, a lawful order by a police officer to drop the weapon. He did not. He turned around and he got shot. That's what happened. And I'm sure the videos will show that as well. It's worth noting the officer is an African American. He was also in plain clothes, but he was with a uniformed police officer as well. And he was wearing a vest, a bulletproof vest, that did say police on it. All right. So we try to get the facts out there. That way there's no misinformation. Because what happened here, really, if I'm to take a stab at this, one person probably watched the whole Facebook video and then started going on social media. Did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you hear something else? This is what she said. It's racism. It's white privilege. It's whatever it is. And everyone gets carried away. And now we're going to burn a city down. I doubt everybody watched the whole video. I doubt people even know what Mr. Scott's name is, to be perfectly honest with you. But they're looting stores, trying to get into hotels, they're beating up people in parking garages, they tackled a CNN reporter, they tried to throw a photographer into a fire, someone drop-kicked a homeless man, they broke into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. That, my friends, is the last straw. That's the last straw. But the governor, this is not funny, I mean, but the governor did declare a state of emergency. They are bringing in the National Guard. Now, which way does that go? That can go one of two ways. It can go very well, or it cannot go well. But what I can tell you is the citizens, it's in the Washington Examiner today, the citizens around the Charlotte area are lining up in droves to purchase firearms because they think that this may spill over into the suburbs, and it may happen this weekend.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Kahanap Ali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha! Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway, relaxing on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel, voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kahanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. I don't want to discourage anybody from putting their kids into Cub Scouts. It's one of the best things I ever did. I love the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts. I was a big fan of it. Don't think that if you send your kid there, their loony den mother is going to give them carob cookies. So they might give them Oreos or something else. I don't know. So I don't want to discourage anybody. I'm a big supporter of the Boy Scouts of America. All right. So, I do believe, and I know I'll never get my druthers here, but I do believe that the person who posted that Facebook video, the person claiming to be Mr. Scott's daughter, should be arrested for inciting a riot. I do believe that. If we're going to go as far on college campuses as to kick students out for exercising their First Amendment, why shouldn't she be arrested for exercising hers as well? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, no? This riot is all spilled over because of that. That's where it all started. Because the riot doesn't follow the normal course of how things have been during this Obama administration. It's been a white officer shoots a black man and a riot erupts. This has become the new norm. It's unfortunate, but it is. Now, you have a black officer who shoots a black man who had a gun. That all the cops are saying there's a gun. There's a picture of a gun on the ground. No book anywhere in the area. Totally justified from everybody's rational perspective, and there's a riot anyway, and it's because of this video. That's what it's because of. If you're going to throw somebody in jail because of a video that didn't get four Americans killed in Benghazi, what about a video that causes the injury of 20 police officers in Charlotte for no reason? 20 people. And there's videos of people getting their butt kicked across parking garages. There's that homeless guy who gets, like, crane kicked. Yeah, everyone's seen that Twitter video so far. Everyone's seen it. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Now, they're saying the people in the suburbs, they're going out and they're lining up in droves to buy weapons. Droves. What is keeping these rioters from going to the suburbs right now? Whether it be here, whether it be Charlotte, whether it be, you know, Detroit, St. Louis, Oakland, what's keeping them from going into the suburbs? I'll tell you what's keeping them. It's called the Second Amendment. That's what's keeping them from going there. 50 million plus registered trained gun owners owning 300 million weapons, that's what's keeping them out of the suburbs. And more people in the Charlotte area are lining up today to buy weapons. This is Obama's America. We all thought going into this in 2008, and again, I guess in 2012, if you drank the Kool-Aid twice, that we were somehow going to have this kumbaya moment, racial tension was going to just be released, and we were going to be fine, we have this black president, everything is going to be good. Everything is fine now, and it's gotten worse. It has gotten worse drastically. It's at a critical level right now. Critical. And you still haven't heard anything from the president about what's going on. He couldn't wait to take the microphone with Michael Brown, Eric Garner, Trayvon Martin. Could not wait. Now, 20 injured police officers? Nothing. Did he take the microphone after the three officers were mowed over in Phoenix, Arizona, got up, and then used non-lethal force to capture the guy in Phoenix after he drove through them, landed in the middle of a gas station? No, they pulled him out of the car, they tased him, they arrested him. Did you hear the president praise those officers? No. Nothing. But he's going to have a problem. This is the problem that Hillary Clinton is running into also. Barack Hussein Obama needs, in the worst way, for Hillary to win. Number one, to preserve what he feels is a legacy. And number two, we all know there is a myriad of secrets in that White House, on those servers, that he does not want Donald Trump, Chris Christie, Rudy Giuliani getting their hands on. I'm sure he's already purchased his bleach bit. I'm sure he already has it. But when these riots break out, and things like this happen, and public perception is now that it was a justified shooting, this does not bode well for him. He wants to tear us apart. The whole goal is to tear us apart. That's been the goal from the outset. To fundamentally transform this country. Does that sound familiar? And he's doing it. But if he keeps doing it, Hillary will not win. But he's not going to give up. He's kind of going to leave her on her own. He'll campaign with her. But she's talking about stronger together, right? That's her whole message. Stronger together. Stronger when 17 people hold you up. And his whole deal is tearing us apart. Two very different themes. Nobody's happy with the way this things are going right now. Nobody's happy with our president right now. They're just not. They realize that he has done more harm to this country than good. And when people say, oh, Donald Trump will undo everything Obama did. Obama himself says this. That might as well be a campaign slogan for Trump. We'll undo everything that he did. So, hopefully things calm down just a little bit there in Charlotte. But it's getting bad. It's getting real bad. There's video on the news, the local news down there. His brother says, this is a quote, all white people are the blank devil. Cops are the blank devil. I mean, it's bad. It's really, really bad. Hopefully the National Guard and they has a calming influence, and it doesn't happen is just, I mean, all out all-out war. I mean, that's worst possible scenario. I did, however, think it was interesting last night on Twitter that Twitter wouldn't let Charlotte riots trend, but they let Charlotte protests trend. Yeah, they wouldn't let the riots trend. You know, Twitter is always looking to censor. So is Facebook. People are getting kicked off of Twitter for saying, you know, people should fight back. It's getting real bad. It's getting real bad. All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the stop and frisk stuff, because Donald Trump is in favor of stop and frisk. Now, some of you may be okay with that, and others of you may be saying, hey, listen, you can't just stop us and search us. Now, there's a little caveat to that, though, and it worked very well in New York City, so we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about these polls. We have some polls we got to go over. State polls, we got national polls, all sorts of good stuff here. And we might be seeing some trend lines showing a good amount of support for Donald Trump now in the mid-40s. That would be about 10 points higher than it was 8 weeks ago. We'll be back. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant, because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, let's get into some polls here. Since it is Thursday and it is our pole dancing day, it's only appropriate we talk about a few polls. Very, very quickly, the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll in the four-way race shows Trump down 6, and in the two-way race, he's down 7. The big problem with this poll is the only numbers they published were registered voters, not likely voters. We're at the point in this campaign process or this election process where you have to look at likely voters. Registered voters mean nothing. So we can kind of throw that in the garbage. My guess is the likely voter numbers didn't favor Hillary. So, you know, both of these sources, Wall Street Journal and NBC News, don't like Trump. So we'll throw that one in the garbage very quickly. Rasmussen, Donald Trump 44, Hillary 39, Johnson 8, Stein 2. Trump is up 5. He's up 3 from last week and 7 from 2 weeks ago. So not only did he get a bump from Hillary smashing her face on the side of the van, but people are starting to warm up to the idea of a Donald Trump presidency. He gets 76% of support from Republicans in this poll. She gets 75% of Democrats. This poll, Rasmussen, always very low with party support. Just keep that in mind. 14% of Democrats prefer Trump. 10% of Republicans prefer Hillary. So he gets the crossover there. Let's see. Trump has a big lead with independents, 18 points, 45 to 27. And Johnson picks up 16% of the independents. This, of course, is 1,000 likely voters done from September 20th to the 21st. So very, very recent. Trump has a double-digit lead with men. Clinton leads women by 4. And let's see. Voters, most of them oppose the plan to bring in more refugees from the Middle East or from areas we can't vet by a large margin. And voters strongly support Trump's plan in this poll to curtail the immigration from those same areas. So that's the Rasmussen poll. That looks good for Trump. Now, the LA Times poll, it does bounce around quite a bit. Trump saw a high of 48 to 41 earlier in the week, a 7-point lead. That was his tied for his biggest advantage yet in this poll. But what we're starting to see in this poll, and I'm not going to go over all the numbers, but we're starting to see in this one is a trend line start to form, support and resistance. Now, if you follow stock charts, you know what support and resistance are. Donald Trump is seeing a little bit of resistance at 48%, which is actually pretty high for him. But his support line is at 43%. That's where he's getting support. He's bouncing off that line and going up now. Whereas before, what happens is if you have a support line, at some point in the past, it was a resistance line. So you bounced off it and you went back down. When you bounce off it and you go up, now it's a support line. If you keep jumping off of that and going higher. So he turned his 43% resistance line into a 43% support line. She is going the other direction in this poll. So forget about the average and the numbers every single day. She's going the other direction. Her support is at 40, and her resistance right now is at about 46. So this is going to come down to voter excitement. All right, that's what's going to come down to here. Who can get their people out? Now, most places are using a 2012 model. We'll see that in the Emerson poll in just a second. But it is very, very important. If you're going to really keep track of these polls, you have to chart them. And you got to see where people get support and where they bounce off of, where their resistance lines are, because then you can see what's resonating. You can take a snapshot of a certain area and see what in that area was resonating and what wasn't, and how do we keep raising our support line and raising our resistance line. So Donald Trump is doing that here. He right now is at 45 and she's at 43. If he can bounce off this 45 and go up, we know we have a new support line here for Donald Trump. So I hope I explained that okay. We went over the Reuters Ipsos poll yesterday. Trump is up 2 in this poll with likely voters, even though they're using a 2012 model. It's like a +7 model for Democrats. He's up 2 there. We have this Fox News poll. Fox News poll, Nevada, Trump 43, Clinton 40. He's up 3 points there. Johnson gets 8, and Jill Stein not on the ballot in Nevada. Independents go Trump in Nevada, 42 to 23. Big, big lead there. And Johnson gets 21% of the independents there also. Younger voters go Clinton, but not by much, only by 3 points. Women in Nevada, who backed Obama over Romney by 16 points, only back Clinton by 6. So she's not getting a very good women's vote in Nevada. So that's Nevada. We also have, North Carolina. Trump 5 in this Fox News poll. This is a likely voter poll. He's up 5. He's 45 to 40. Johnson has 6. Again, Jill Stein not on the ballot in North Carolina. Independents break for Trump by 17 points in North Carolina, 41 to 24. And the younger voters go Hillary, but Johnson does get 11% of the younger voters under 45. When you put it into a two-way race, it's still a 5-point lead in North Carolina for Trump. Now, North Carolina was red in 2012. It was blue in 2008. So it's really, it is a very, very purple state. It has been swinging Trump the last 3 weeks. We'll see what happens going forward in the next, 4 or 5 weeks now. Ohio, Trump 42, Clinton 37. She's dropping below that 40% mark in Ohio. Not good there. She has something like 58 campaign offices in Ohio, and she still cannot muster support there. And that's because the union workers in Ohio, union workers who backed Obama by 23 points over Romney in 2012, now go Trump by 2. Union workers going Trump by 2 points. I told you 5 months ago The union worker had a place in their heart for Donald Trump, and we're starting to see it. We have a couple more numbers to go over when we come back, and I'll tell you about a school in New Jersey that doesn't like American barbecues. We'll be back.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with me today. This last segment of our Thursday show. Just to finish up some of these polls here, the Fox News poll out of Ohio, independents break Trump by 20 points, and the working class white voter by 26 points. Hillary wins women by 3 points, but Obama won them by 11 in 2012. So that's how you get the plus five in Ohio for the Donald. So it's looking good right now for Donald in some of these states. He's doing real well in Florida. I'm surprised some of these electoral map experts still have Florida as a toss-up or even a light blue. I mean, I'm not sure what they're looking at. I'm looking at the same polls they're looking at. And Donald Trump is consistently doing better and better and better in the Sunshine State. There was this clown on NBC News this morning who said there's 13 different variations of the electoral map. And he says 11 of them break in Hillary's favor, one breaks in Trump's favor, and one is a tie where it would go, of course, to the House of Representatives. Well, that seems like it would be a break for Trump also, since the House is controlled by Republicans. But so we'll see. Everyone's an expert. Not me. I just read you the numbers and give you my opinion. I don't claim to be an expert. All right, Emerson. I do like Emerson polls. They are pretty good. You have right now, this is out of Wisconsin and Illinois. Hillary leading Donald by seven. I'm sorry, Wisconsin. Yeah, in Illinois. Hillary leading Donald Trump in Wisconsin by seven and by six in Illinois. It worth noting that 2012, Obama won by seven in Wisconsin, but won by 16 in Illinois, of course, that being his home state, even though he never goes there. That was his home state. And I say was because he has no plan to move back there. He's going to stay in D.C. and then get a place in Hawaii. He's never going back to Illinois. Does not care about Chicago. Does not care about the 4,000 murders on the south side of Chicago. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't care. Let's see. Right here we have Wisconsin independents go Hillary by one. But they go 22% to Gary Johnson. So, Illinois, Trump has a big lead over independents, 49-27, and so that's the independents are where this is all at, guys. This the independents are huge in this election because you have 90% of us one way or the other, and it's that 10% in the middle that they're just trying to earn that vote. And if you can earn that vote in more states than the other person, congratulations, you have a new address in January. This was done September 19th to 20th in both Wisconsin and Illinois. 700 likely voters in both states, and both states are using a 2012 election results model. All right, so we're probably getting like a Democrat plus six, something like that. So if you even it out, looks like Donald Trump is right. I mean, even, probably even in both of these states if you use a 2004 model, which I'd be curious to plug that in and see where it is. But probably close to even. But as of right now, she has a little bit of a lead there in Emerson. And Emerson has been pretty good, so we won't dog them there. All right. Finally, we have these two groups at Ramapo College, a state-funded college, taxpayer-funded college in New Jersey. We're going to hold an American barbecue. The college Republicans and the college Democrats. The school said, nope. You can't do it because they had a poster that showed Uncle Sam saying, I want you to come to our barbecue. And they said it was too militaristic. You can't do it. It offends people. It was some like assistant resident advisor that was mad about it and almost put the kibosh on the whole thing. But finally, the two groups said, you know what? We'll just have a regular barbecue. But the school said there could be no reference to America in the barbecue. Unreal. This is on Campus Reform has this. Daily Caller picked it up. Absolutely ridiculous. All right. That's it for today, guys. Getting carried away here. To all those serving our country at home and abroad, a big thank you. And to those in the law enforcement community, a big thank you also. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Everybody, please stay safe. Have a great day. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. New York.